Finally, 99.5 QIK. It's Gino and Cadillac. After so many years of doing this, I finally meet Jason Aldean.
He's no big deal.
Yeah, it's really not. Yeah. He knows. I've known him forever.
This is so much less than
we
I
go way back. We got stories. How are you?
We can't talk about those right now. I'm good. I'm good.
No, we can't. Especially when Brittany's around. So.
Right. Yeah. Or anybody really is around.
What's going on? You having fun?
I am, man. It's, you know, it's cool to be here, and I love the ACMs. I love coming out so here and it's hanging out.
A little bittersweet coming back. I mean, I love with everything that went on, all the giving back you're doing and everything. I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, it's an unfortunate thing that happened, to us here last year.
And, My daughter was there. Yeah. She's right over there.
She was in the front row.
It's crazy. We had yesterday at our rehearsals, we had about 100 survivors that were, came in to sort of see the rehearsals. I got to spend a little time with them, and it's crazy, man. But I always tell people, for the one horrible night I had in Las Vegas, I've had a million great ones, and I've had some really big moments in my career out here. So yeah. I love the city, man. I love coming out here, and
let's talk about the happier side of Las
Vegas. Yeah, let's do it.
When you do come to Las Vegas, are you a tables or a slots guy?
I'm a tables guy. I don't slots. I've never really. I've never had much luck.
Like Jack, who's had to hit the ATM like about every 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, it must be because I haven't hit the ATM yet, so I'm good.
Anyway, we have to talk after this interview because I can't go back anymore. But anyway, you're supposed to laugh at that.
My bad.
Thank you. We have any Facebook questions?
We do. Vanessa Plummer from Lewis asks, she was actually at your Opry debut in 2005. She was showing me pictures of the program.
You had a mullet back then, I think, didn't you?
Well, not on my Opry debut, but I did have one back in, let's say the mid-90s. I was rocking the 615, as we call it.
Yeah. But she was asking you, when you were on stage that night, when you were all brand new to this, who were you thinking about that performed before you? Who was in your brain?
For me, I think you play the stage, the Opry. I mean, that's you think of everybody that's been there. I mean, everybody from, Elvis to who, Hank Williams. I mean, all those guys.
It's
so
amazing. It's got to be magical.
Yeah, it's just the history to me, and obviously for me, you stand in that circle. That's a big moment for us.
Let me make some magic happen right now. Let me hear a little bit of Jason Aldean's Elvis impression.
Hey, baby.
I got news for you, baby. I did 29 movies like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's more like John Travolta.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that's like Travolta from Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, that was Bob, 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 Marino. Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Yes.
Nice. Jason Aldean, 99.5 QIK.